Really, we had a good energy practice today. You know, it's kind of an in-season Thursday for us. Worked on, certain situations that normally would well when we start getting ready for Atlanta. I think we were pretty healthy. We had a lot of guys back out there and got to participate. Any questions?
Did something happen to DeAndre Houston?
Yeah, he had back spasms. He turned funny, and they sent him in.
John, we haven't seen Sam Acho for a couple days. Mm-hmm. Is there an update on this?
Yeah, it's just an ankle. You know, we're resting it, trying to get him to Sunday. You know, we'll be touch and go. We'll be smart and, listen to the medical people.
Coronis Rousseau is a guy who was the starter here. He gets hurt, everybody knows, and he comes back. He's a backup, but yet now he's working with the first team. What have you seen from him in terms of just how he dealt with the whole situation that's enabled him to be successful now?
Well, really much like, you know, obviously we thought high of him. He started his rookie year. I think he had a couple of little different injuries that year. Obviously, last year at Family Fest, you know, that was disappointing when he tore his ACL. But, you know, the kid's a real hard worker. He's a heck of a teammate. He's worked very hard to get back. I think he's gaining his confidence every day. You know, a little bit like a Kevin White, you know, stacking practices together, understanding, you know, how to fit in with your teammates, like he has at center. So we feel good about him, and giving him more game experiences obviously will help him.
How has he worked with both all the quarterbacks and getting to know? Because all new for him too.
Yeah, I think it's been unique. There's a lot of newness there as far as all three quarterbacks. Don't have a center from last year that's here, so the whole thing's been an experience. And one of those guys put a lot of hard work, and tribute to them. I think they've done a pretty good job.
How hard is asking someone like him to cross-train, to work at different positions along the line, and how has he embraced that challenge?
Well, first of all, he's really high football IQ. So intelligence-wise, assignment-wise, it's not been difficult. I think, just getting used to the guy next to you, making the calls. Now he goes out to guard, you're not making the calls. All those are still valuable experiences, though. And you have to have that flexibility in this league anymore, because you go into a game and you have – a swing guard center, and that's just how it is. Field a proper team in the kicking game, you can't have nine linemen up for the game. So most people go with seven, and you have an either-or guy that has to play guard or center, depending on what happens, and same thing at tackle.
John, what do you like most about Akeem Hicks?
He's big, he's physical, he's got good athleticism for a man that size. He's a big human being. That size comes in handy, especially, both really in the run and pass. I mean, he's a load. So, I think he's adapted here well. Jay Rogers, our D-line coach, has done a terrific job with him. He's adapted his technique. He's kind of been all over the place in his career. He was a defensive end one time in New Orleans. When he went to New England, they played him a little bit more like we play him, a little heavier on guys, and he's adapted well and done a good job.
Coming off of last year, he and at his age and the playing time he got, it seemed like he was ready to take the next step, and become a Pro Bowl type player. Have you seen things out here that indicate that that will ensue?
Well, I think he's capable. I mean, my experience with the Pro Bowl is, it's a little bit like Player of the Week. He's got to win. And so, I think if we're able to play winning football, I think that helps all those individual honors.
Always talk about the quarterbacks. What else do you want to see from the offense in Tennessee?
Well, I think, we're built, the ability to run the ball. I think, week one, we were a little disappointed. We didn't get a long look. Week two, even without our returning running back, I thought we got better, as far as establishing the run. On the flip side, you want to be able to stop the run. So, being able to stay balanced on offense, I think it kind of cuts down your turnover possibilities. So starting with the run is probably the number one thing.
What have you seen from Cohen that has given him this ability that's not too big for him to make this jump?
Well, I think, culture-wise, I mean, you want your best players to be your best practicers. And I think we're slowly getting that developed. And the unique thing about Tariq is that, he's an energy guy. I mean, he practices hard. We have GPS systems on our players. He's one of the higher load guys every day. He likes to play football, and he practices hard. And I think you see evidence of that in games as well.
John, has anything Tariq's done exceeded your expectations to this point? I mean, you obviously took him because you thought he was talented, but...
Yeah, not really. I think what happens is you watch tape, you know, there's measurables in all different areas. But what you don't know until that you get them is, you know, how fast are they going to learn? How are they going to study? How are they going to work? It's like there's a lot of successful people that maybe did not have great ACT or SAT scores. So you don't know the grit level of a guy until he gets here, and I've been impressed with that.
John, what's Bullard's status, especially as it pertains to the game Sunday?
Yeah, he's got a glute muscle injury. He's been in the training room the last couple of days, so really, when he gets cleared, we'll play. We'll have anything else to
report.
Nothing's
changed from the original.
No.
One last thing on Cohen. How does what he has shown you in the preseason games force you to try and think creatively about getting him looks?
Oh, no. Our guys are very good coaches. They're very creative. It's kind of normal in the preseason. You may not show every single thing. You save some stuff for the regular season. So, time will tell.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.